This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools. Put the go in all your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Now through December 4th, get 40% off any Constant Contact marketing plan for 3 months. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and get started today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
It's Mike Elam in for Mark Reardon today. Hope your Monday is starting off well. Hope your holiday week is starting off well. That was fun talking to Frank Cusimano. I was just wondering about when you have 25 people at your house for Thanksgiving, what do you have? And you have everything.
Yeah.
It sounds like for Christmas, but for Thanksgiving, he's going traditional. Are you guys traditional on your meals?
I like to be. I usually host. The most I have is 12, and I just do a turkey appropriate for that size, mashed potatoes, stuffing, green beans. I make a pumpkin pie or two with homemade whipped cream.
Yeah. You do all this by yourself?
Oh, no, you delegate.
Oh.
So I do turkey, and I'll get the potatoes boiling. But I have somebody else bring the green beans and a regular salad, and I do make the pies because I like to make pie.
How do you do this when you're going to this is your first time, though, isn't it?
It is my first, and I was a little bit nervous at one point. It's my first Thanksgiving with
now, my hang
wife's
on
family.
For people who may have missed it last hour. Mm-hmm. You're traveling
to Minneapolis, Minnesota.
So you and your wife are going up there
driving.
Driving for the first
Wednesday
time.
Wednesday night, and her family. She's very picky. She's super picky. So
well,
I was
of course,
a bit,
she married
so
you.
I was, nice, thank
hey.
You. So I was a little bit nervous. Like, oh, do you guys do an actual meal? She's like, yes, we do an actual meal. I just don't really eat much. But I'm like, okay. That's fine, as long as you guys have an actual meal, because I'm religious when it comes to Thanksgiving dinner.
Now there we're talking. Now yeah. we're talking.
Yes, hey. It is maybe my favorite holiday just because of the food.
My wife was bothered, I will say, agitated the other day, because she keeps a running list of what everyone brings. So her...
Wait a minute. You mean the day of when they come in the door?
Yes.
Okay.
So
well,
she
that way she knows what's up.
Right.
Yeah.
So my daughter got home Friday from college, and my brother-in-law got here from Charlotte on Friday, and they're both going to be here. And then I think last year, I want to say we had 17 or 18 at the house. So I think we're going to be under that a little bit this year.
Okay.
I think we're going to be probably 15-ish or so. This will be a weird year because it's the first year since Jennifer's brother passed away earlier this year.
Yeah.
So it'll be our first Thanksgiving since then. Mm. But my niece got married a couple of months ago, so it will be her first married Thanksgiving. So I'm curious to see Now, I think everything's going to be great, obviously, but it will be a little different, right? Mm-hmm. There'll be some time that you know is going to be strange. As if you've been, you know, the holiday after you've lost somebody, it always is a little different, right?
It is.
It's just a little off, and you start finding a new rhythm to how things kind of move forward.
Yeah.
But Jennifer keeps a running tab of, okay, Paula brings this, Lauren brings this,
yeah,
John and Nat
to.
Bring this. Yeah. So she puts that all together. Well, she couldn't find the folder on her phone the other day.
Oh, no.
And she was just like, crap. I don't know what that is. And I'm like, is it that big a deal?
Oh, it's a big deal.
Yeah, I learned that. That was just, so Ethan, don't say stupid things like that to your wife when you're
Listen,
like, hey, can't you just ask?
It's like a huge dance, and everything has to be, because if you double up, what if somebody forgot to bring the this and you got to bring theirs out? You want to be polite. It's a huge balancing act of all that.
It is, and you have to match your starches to your veggies to your meat.
Yes.
And then, you know, you have those folks, like you coming in from out of town, you have those people that is going to be, you know, hey, I need to go pick something up that I can throw in.
Right.
You know, hey, can you be the ice and chips and pick up a pie type person? Because somebody's going to have to be.
I haven't processed any of this at all, so I'm so thankful that I have you two here to, to tell me of all of the stresses of
Sue,
planning out Thanksgiving meals.
You have Sue here to help you with the planning.
Well, I will tell you this. I am taking the year off. Michael's mother, though, called and said, do you mind if we have steak? Because we've had like three pre-Thanksgivings.
Whoa.
And I said, no, I do not.
Hey-o.
Have steak?
Steak and baked potatoes, people.
Hello!
And my pumpkin pie at the end.
Although I will tell you, there are a couple of things that I only get them three times a year. Mother's Day, Christmas, Thanksgiving, right?
Number one.
Sweet potato casserole.
Oh, yeah, with all the
I'm not a turkey person.
Wait, do you like the marshmallow? Is that what you're talking about?
I don't have to have the marshmallows,
right.
But I want the like the pecans and that
the
whole thing.
Brown sugar.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I like the sweet potato casserole.
Yeah.
I also like the green bean casserole.
I got no problem with the green bean casserole.
I'm not a big casserole person, generally speaking, through the year, but it's the only time that I get those two things.
But I prefer the fresh green beans pan fried with a little garlic and some olive oil. Anyway,
talk to me, Sue.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I want the stuff with the fried.
The bell.
She's broke her bell. She's so excited.
It died on steaks. That's when it died.
Sorry.
The fried onions and cheese and all that stuff with my green bean stuff. That's like, you know, you build a lot of girth by eating stuff like that. And I've definitely put my time in under the table. But I just wanted to throw a few little Thanksgiving trivia things at you.
I'm ready.
And see kind of where are you. Now, some of these are easy, right? You're gonna get these.
Turkey! Oh.
Exactly.
The bell.
What ship brought the pilgrims to America in 1620?
Mayflower.
There you go. What's the name of the rock that the pilgrims, there you go. Thanks very much. I'm reading the wrong thing. What's the name of the ocean that they crossed to get to America?
Atlantic.
And so what year did the pilgrims and the Native Americans first celebrate Thanksgiving?
Oh, I don't know if I know this. Ethan?
1673. I don't know.
21. They got here in 1620. 1621.
Ah,
it was a celebration.
Right century.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's
yeah,
the question
right
of
there. I'll give you a ding for that.
Right, why did they hold the first Thanksgiving feast?
It was the, well, I remember it was the unification of the Indians and the pilgrims. It was some sort of celebration between them coming together, right?
It was commemorating a successful harvest.
Okay.
Correct. Right. The pilgrims faced a lot of challenges settling into the new land. One local Native American specifically taught them how to grow corn.
Go, Ethan.
Squanto. Thank you, elementary school.
Yes.
Now, what was the first Thanksgiving feast meat that the Native Americans brought?
Venison?
Good deer.
That's what I would have guessed as well.
There you
Call Sue.
Yeah. How long was the first Thanksgiving celebration?
Ooh. A week.
Oh, you mean like days? Two days.
3 days.
Oh,
you were close. How long did it take for the Mayflower to come from England to America?
3 months?
I was thinking 3 weeks as well.
66 days.
Okay.
So there, that's a lot of time on
it.
That's
2 months?
That explains that whole scurvy thing, right? The fruit went bad, and we should have planned that better. I needed some preservatives. Now, here's something that it makes sense now, but I didn't think about it. What protein source was present at the first Thanksgiving that is not typically equated with Thanksgiving?
You mean besides venison?
Yeah,
are people eating venison today?
Besides deer.
Okay, besides
and turkey.
Deer.
Was it it was a meat? You said protein.
Yeah. It's protein source.
Pheasant? No.
Think about where they were.
Plymouth Rock.
Maybe that helps.
Fish?
Seafood.
Nice.
Yes. There's a great Everybody Loves Ray episode talking about Thanksgiving. And his wife wants to cook, and she wants to make fish.
Oh, okay.
So she's like, but Ray, I want to host this year, and I want to cook this. And he goes, yeah, you make a great fish, but not on Turkey Day. We're not going that one. Now, which president proclaimed Thanksgiving a national holiday?
Ooh. Nixon? I'm throwing it out there. I have no idea.
Go a little earlier than Nixon.
Abe Lincoln.
Correct.
I love it.
Abraham Lincoln was the one.
Oh, my gosh. I love it.
There you go. Now, when is Thanksgiving celebrated in the United States?
Is it the third Thursday?
It is the fourth.
Fourth, okay.
It is the fourth, but there was a president who tried to change it to the third Thanksgiving.
Was it Nixon?
I am not a crook. I would never change to the third week.
I don't know.
It goes back before Nixon. Think polio.
Oh, FDR.
FDR. FDR tried to do that. In 1939, he tried to move Thanksgiving to the third Thursday in hopes of stimulating economic growth for Christmas.
Oh, I wondered why.
Because this year, you have one less week for Christmas shopping. I never thought about that before.
I didn't either.
What do you call this colorful horn-shaped decoration often seen on Thanksgiving tables?
Cornucopia.
Look at you. That was very good. What else did we have down there? Is pumpkin a fruit or a vegetable?
I think it's a vegetable.
I'm going to go with fruit.
It is a fruit.
Nice work, Ethan.
How about that?
There was two options. I went the opposite of you.
That's a good plan.
I had to go somewhere else.
In general.
Well, we already talked about. So here's something. I've never heard of this before as a dessert. What kind of dessert is made from layers of sponge cake, custard, whipped cream, and sometimes includes pumpkin?
Oh, yeah. Those are. Oh, I can't think of the name of them. You can have them. It's not necessarily for Thanksgiving only.
They call it a trifle.
Yes, it's a trifle. And you can make them out of anything.
All I know is you be trifling.
That reminds me of the Friends episode where I was like, the meat, good, jam, good, custard, good, all in the trifle.
What type of nut is often turned into a sweet pie on Thanksgiving?
Pecan pie.
You are correct. Here's another one that I didn't know, and we'll take a break after this. What's the name of the thin fried pastry that is sometimes served as a Thanksgiving dessert and is a symbol for Native Americans that stretches back generations?
I have no idea.
Yeah, this is blanking me.
Never heard of this. Fry bread.
Oh, I like fry bread, but I didn't realize it had anything to do with Thanksgiving and
I didn't even know what fry bread was. I'd never heard of that.
Regardless, Sue, I think that we need to find a local restaurant or bar, get into some Thanksgiving trivia. We might win a couple bucks.
Ethan, I'm with you.
We did pretty good, I think.
Yeah, we did. We got the generations covered. Yeah, you remember elementary school.
You guys are killing
better.
It. which type of alcoholic beverage made from fermented apples is often served during fall festivals?
Cider?
Hard cider. You are correct. All right. So we'll play a little more. Mark Cox is going to join us in about 20 minutes or so. We're going to talk a little bit about a big giveaway that Mark is doing. He's going to join us, give us the details from that. And we're also going to have the audio cut of the day. That's all coming up on the Mark Reardon Show. Mike Elam sitting in for Mark today, tomorrow, even on Wednesday. wait, wasn't this supposed to be a holiday week? How did I end up here this whole time? Mark got the weekend off, and I am very grateful and thankful for my opportunity to spend this time with you on 97.1 FM Talk. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If you've ever wondered about the dark psychology behind history's most notorious murderers, Mind of a Serial Killer is the podcast for you. Find Mind of a Serial Killer on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk. Mike Elam sitting in for Mark Reardon today. It's always fun hanging out with you guys. The time always goes super fast. And this is a day where I get to do three jobs back to back to back. I did my full-time job for most of today.
Yeah.
Then I come in and do this job. And then I'm leaving here and we've got a county council meeting at 7.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It's a lot.
It is.
It does get to be a long day. That's what happens when you work multiple jobs. Mm-hmm. All I have to do after that is go home, record another audio track for a commercial, and then I will have done all four jobs today. There you go. We'll just work them out. Hey, I wanted to talk a little bit about and play some audio here that Ethan was nice enough to pull together. One of the things that really annoys me is all of these mayors and governors that are coming out and saying that they are going to fight Trump on this deportation thing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't get this. I mean, I understand some of them, and I mean, they're liberals, so I make allowances for that, right? There's mental illness. It's a real thing. So they've got this whole deal where they don't want people to be deported. But what they're talking about, especially Tom Holman in the beginning, is really talking about the fact of getting rid of people who are in this country illegally and have committed crimes.
Yes.
Specifically, violent crimes on people. And there was a report that was done out of Denver. So I want to go back. The Denver mayor was making some statements. And here's a quick story that they did on that.
And I fly later today, right? So I have to get to an event, and right before 12.
What
did
you mean with the Denverite comments?
I'm so sorry, you guys. He has somewhere to be.
Before we could even turn our camera on, Denver Mayor Mike Johnson was already running away from reporters. We tried asking him about an interview he gave talking about how the city would respond to President-elect Donald Trump's mass deportation plan. The mayor told Denverite the city would resist efforts by federal officials to deport immigrants. More than us having DPD stationed at the county line to keep them out, you would have 50,000 Denverites there, Johnston said, comparing it to a Tiananmen Square moment with the Rose and Gun.
You know, I think the next 4 years will be a tough, tough 4 years, and I genuinely believe that it is a fight for all of us.
Gladys Ibarra is the executive director of the Colorado Immigrant Rights Coalition. She says since Trump's win, immigrant families are worried.
I understand if you've got some people here, some families in particular, and I heard stories this morning during Mark Cox's show. They were talking about the fact there were kids crossing the border in this latest group as young as 2.
Oh, my gosh.
Unaccompanied. So you have children who are coming over. They're obviously being trafficked, right?
Yeah.
So that's coming over. I understand you've got some folks who are... just to do that side, they're trying to find a better life. They're not doing anything to cause problems, so to speak. I get that. Here, you're here illegally,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So you didn't come in the right way. I get what you want. I get it. I understand. But stand in line, go through the process, do it the right way, and get here that way. Once you're here legally, I'm all up for you having a better life. Yes. I don't have anything against that. You have a lot of areas like St. Louis that is losing a ton of population. And we're going to talk with Ness Sandoval, who is a demographer from SLU, later on this week, in talking about the fact of the demographic winter that the St. Louis region is going through, what he's calling it. But it's basically, we're on a population loss downward slide that if something big doesn't happen, it's not going to turn around. And one of the things that they talk about is immigration is a way to turn that around. But they mean legal immigration.
Right.
You're here the right way. And you don't have to be from a foreign country even. We need more people to immigrate into St. Louis from other parts of the country, not just other parts of the world. But Tom Holman is the new guy who is the border czar. And Tom Holman is a guy who has done the job. He has been on the front lines. And I was reading a story earlier today on Fox News talking about how excited the ICE agents and Border Patrol agents are to have a guy like that in control, a guy that they know has their back, and yep, he is willing to stand there and support them, give them the tools that they need to do the job. Here's a cut that he had talking about these mayors and governors.
And for those mayors and those governors who say they're going to stop me from, stop ICE from doing the job, stop me from doing this job, listen to the Lincoln Riley tape. Listen to the 17 minutes of this girl suffering, fighting for her life, fighting for her breath. This little girl didn't want to die. She fought like hell. And listen to that tape. That happens every day across this country at the hands of an illegal alien. And finally, I'll say this. President Trump has made it clear. We're going to prioritize public safety threats and national security threats right out of the gate because they pose the most danger to this country. What governor or mayor doesn't want public safety threats and national security threats out of their neighborhoods, out of their communities? That's your number one responsibility. So you can hate Trump all you want, but you got to love your community more than you hate President Trump.
Exactly.
I think that comes back to the fact of this is a no-brainer. Right? You want your country to be safe. You want your neighborhood to be safe. And you start with making sure that people who have shown you that they are not going to play by the rules, that they think the rules don't apply to them, those people need to be out of here. They should have never been here, but they should be the first ones on a plane, on a train, on a boat, and see ya. You've got to get out of here, right? Planes, trains, and automobiles. We are sending you packing, buddy. Get the heck out of Dodge. And I don't understand why J.B. Pritzker had this whole thing. If you come for my people, you come through me. Really? Really, J.B.? That's where you want to be? How about if these people are taking resources away from the people who are real citizens of your state? How about the fact that you are denying things, resources, to your residents who are legal residents of the state of Illinois that you are not able to provide for them because you're having to take care of thousands, if not millions, of illegal immigrants that have run into Illinois? Now I see these stories talking about how the state of Illinois is again getting back into all this financial debt. And the city of Chicago in particular is almost $1 billion short. $1 billion.
Good grief.
It's like $984 million that they're short. The problem for JB is the old joke about socialism. You know, the problem with socialism is eventually you run out of other people's money. And that's,
yes,
that's what's happening.
That's exactly it.
There are two counties in the state of Illinois that are growing. Can you believe that? Out of the entire state, there are two counties that are growing.
Where are they? South?
Well, no. One's actually up in McHenry County.
Okay.
McHenry County is a county, so it goes Cook County, Lake County, McHenry County, running along the Wisconsin border from Chicago, right?
Got it.
So what's happening is the same thing that's been happening in our area for the last two decades. So St. Charles County keeps growing, even though the region doesn't grow.
Right.
Why? Because they're fleeing St. Louis, they're fleeing St. Louis County, and the crime and all the problems that are going on, and they're coming out to St. Charles County. That's what's going on in northern Illinois. They're fleeing Chicago, they're bypassing Lake County in some respects, and they're going straight out to McHenry County. So they're running out to that direction. When they run out there, then that's helping McHenry County continue to grow. So that's why they're one of, and I think they are the fastest growing county in Illinois, is because you're seeing that happen. So I don't understand why these governors and these mayors are so just dead set on the fact that we're going to go ahead and deny our citizens rights and resources so we can take care of people who are in the country illegally, very specifically, people who have committed crimes, especially violent crimes. Why you wouldn't want them out and why you were fighting tooth and nail to protect them is beyond me. That would be the first people that I would think the citizens are going to vote out of office. You already saw what happened in this election. Trump won by a lot more than most people thought he was going to. I mean, I was doing Annie's show one time, and the question was Trump going to win? And if he was going to win, was he going to win just the Electoral College, or would he win that and the popular vote? And Ryan and Brad were both right. They both said that he was going to win the popular vote. I said, I don't think he's going to win the popular vote, but I thought he was going to have over 300 electoral votes. And I said that back then, but I didn't see that coming. What I didn't see was 11 million Democrat votes going away. Not to say that they were ever there in 2020, not going down that road right now, but just saying there's 11 million Democrat votes that didn't show up this year that showed up 4 years ago to get counted. So that kind of explains one of the things why the popular vote happened. But Trump got really popular in a broad coalition all the way across the board. Black, white, Asian, Hispanic, didn't matter. Everybody said, I'm sick and tired of where I'm at right now. And this border crisis that we're talking about was a real reason why a lot of people voted the other way. Hey, we are talking to the guy who you talk to every morning, you listen to every morning, Mark Cox. He's going to join us on the other side. We're going to talk a little bit about a big raffle that he has got going on, and he's going to tell you how you can get involved with it, and we're going to get the details on the other side. It's Mike Elaman for Mark Reardon today on St. Louis's Home for Conservative Talk, 97.1. It's Mike Elaman for Mark Reardon on 97.1 FM Talk. Now, the guy that you listen to every morning on this radio station is decided to stay up late and talk with us on the phone today. Mark Cox is joining us. Mark, how are you?
Mike, you're putting me to bed too early. I don't go to bed this early, but thank you.
Do you go home and take a nap during the day?
I try to. Several days a week, I definitely steal an hour or two when I get home, so you have to when you get up at 3 every morning.
Well, I know you talk about doing stuff with your family from time to time. You were talking about movies and things like that. By the way, I did go to Wicked this weekend with my wife and my daughter and my brother-in-law. So we all went to see that movie this weekend. So I can appreciate the fact that your daughter wanted to sing along with the songs. And I'm sure it was tough because my 22-year-old daughter really wanted to sing along with the songs as well.
Well, I'm sure. I mean, I'm glad I didn't get dragged along on that, actually. but I do want to go see Gladiator 2. So that's my kind of movie, and hopefully I'll get to see that.
I thought about peeling off because right as we're walking down, Wicked is on one side, Gladiator 2 was on the other. And I was like, oh, man, hey, can we just meet up? No, I'm not going to do that. That would cause a problem.
You're a good family man, Mike. That's why you did that. You took one for the family.
That's exactly it. Well, I mean, my daughter just got home from college on Friday, so it's like, hey, we're all going out together. Don't be that guy. I'm like, okay, I'll do that. Hey, you've got a big giveaway that you are putting together. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you. We every year raise money for an organization called Responder Rescue, ResponderRescue.org, if people want to check it out. It's like Backstoppers, except they help people who are injured in the line of duty as opposed to dying in the line of duty. Backstoppers does such great work. They step in and they help people who've been killed, first responders in the line of duty. They help their families. Responder Rescue is there for the people who are injured and maybe are out of work for months at a time and may need help here or there with a medical bill or, you know, a heating bill or whatever. They accept requests, and they write checks. That's what they do. So for 3 years now, this is going on the fourth year, we've been raising money for them. And we do it with them through a raffle. And it's the Responder Rescue ATF raffle, the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms raffle. You have an opportunity to win one of those three items. We're going to pick a winner on Wednesday. And each of the packages is worth in excess of $1,000.
Wow.
So for a $1 ticket, and the minimum is $10 purchase, minimum 10 tickets. You might win one of those three items. We'll pick them on Wednesday. And I mean, I can't say enough about the people that donate to this. They offer up their goods and their services. The Rain St. Louis West has donated a $2,100 9mm rifle that we'll be drawing the winner of on Wednesday. That's one of the prizes. There's a basket of bourbon. You know, I'm a bourbon guy, Mike. If you listen, Sue knows that. She listens.
You've got a whole podcast.
I do, called The Mash, in fact, and I love bourbon. So I'm kind of putting together the kind of basket that I'd like to win, and it's got the Blantons and the Weller and the Midwinter's Night Dram and some local stuff from Stolock Whiskey and Nobleton's Distillery. And I mean, we've got all kinds of great stuff in there. Four Roses, my friends at Lore Wine and Spirits have helped out with that. So that's the alcohol portion of it. Plus, somebody, Sue Thomas, I'm sorry to tell you, it's not you, is going to win a Robert Thomas signed Blues jersey.
Oh,
that's going to be part of that package.
Dang it, that's awesome.
I know. I knew you'd love that. I got you a Thomas jersey.
You did. I still have it. So it keeps me warm. I love it.
So, Mike, the third package is my good friend Brian Schneider, who runs Lit Cigar Lounge down in the Chesterfield Valley. And he donated a evening for 10 in his private lounge down there.
Wow.
With bottle service and cigars and all that stuff. And it's worth like $1,000 as well. So we'll give away all three of those on Wednesday at 12:30. I'm going to do a Facebook Live out there at the range. So you got between now and Wednesday to buy your tickets. The more you buy, the more free tickets you get. So if you buy 10, you get 10. If you buy 50, you get 55, that sort of thing. You know, I just encourage people to be generous. And it's all going to Respond to Rescue. I mean, it all goes directly into their coffers. And all you have to do is text the word responder to 33100. It's that simple.
33100.
It's on our website, but it's easy enough if you just text responder to 33100.
Mark, what about your plastic Santa?
Oh, I didn't mention that, Sue. Thank you for bringing that up. So Mike, I've got a domestic problem.
I heard this morning that I feel for you, man. I feel for you.
I think the thing is awesome, by the way. I just want to throw that in.
But for case anybody missed the story this morning, tell them about Plastic Santa.
It's a plastic molded Santa that I've been plugging in and putting on my front porch for years and years. We just moved. My wife has never liked the thing. And this year she told me, we're not putting that on the porch at the new house. I don't like it. So I'm complaining about it on the air one morning, and several people said, well, I'd take it. I love that. That's great. So I decided this morning that whoever makes the biggest donation to the raffle and gets their tickets and is interested in the Santa, all they have to do is DM me, tell me how much you spent, and the one that spends the most and wants the Santa, I'm going to deliver it to them.
I cannot believe that she doesn't like it, but let you at least move it to the new house. I can't believe that she didn't, like, some sort of accident happened. You know how that goes.
I don't know how much of that actually did happen, Mike, but the Santa survived.
How big is Santa? Like, is this a 2 foot, 3 foot, 10 foot?
I don't know, 2.5 or 3 feet, probably 30, 35 inches, something like that. So, you know, it's not man size, but it's a good size plastic Santa Claus. I put a picture of it up on my Facebook page.
That's awesome. It'll fit on any porch in the St. Louis area.
Somebody said, those things are collectible. I'm like,
they are.
I don't even remember where I got it. But if I can't use it, somebody might as well put it to good use.
That's awesome. Hey, let me ask you real quick about this raffle. How did you get started with these guys?
So for a couple of years on my show, we've always took the month of November. We called it our first responder Thanksgiving, and we recognize local first responder organizations every day of the month. And on every Friday, we would deliver food, drop off donuts, or Grill Master Tony would drop off food to a different organization. We picked at random through the month. And about 3 years ago, I thought, well, what if I could do something more? What if I could turn this into some sort of a fundraiser? And I came up with the idea for this raffle, and I went to the folks at Respond to Rescue, and they're like, hey, we would be happy to put on a raffle. And they loved my idea of calling it the ATF raffle. So for 3 years, people have been donating, and we've raised $80,000 as of last year.
Wow.
For Respond to Rescue over the past 3 years.
I remember last year you doing this. You had a really successful year last year.
We crushed it. We're a little behind this year. I'm nervous because I've only got a couple days left. So, you know, anything you can give, and then you have a chance of winning some fabulous prizes. And if you don't win, you're helping our first responders, right?
Yeah.
Well, and people can see, this 9mm that you have is an awesome-looking rifle. That's a Missouri gun.
That's a Missouri gun. It's made in Boonville.
No way. I didn't know that.
CMMG is the manufacturer. It's a 9mm with a collapsible stock, and it's about $2,100 if you're going to buy it. So it's really cool that they were able to donate that for us for charity. So, I mean, I think that's fantastic. If you go to the range, I'll just throw in a plug for them. You can buy tickets there as well. They've got a kiosk set up right when you walk in the door, and they've helped so much with this. I just can't say enough about them.
Well, your partnership with the Range West there in Baldwin is fantastic. You guys seem to do an awful lot of stuff together. It's great when you can have that kind of relationship with your advertisers and partners who will jump in and do stuff. And it's not just about, you know, selling product. It's about giving back.
Right.
And it's about doing more in the community. So I appreciate you doing that, but I appreciate the fact of all the partners who come together. And man, these guys deserve it, you know. Our first responders who get out there and do stuff for us every day, and they put it on the line. And I do appreciate what Backstoppers are doing. I think Lieutenant Colonel O'Toole is the new executive director, isn't he, of Backstoppers?
Yeah, I had him on Friday. Yeah, he's a great guy, too. And, you know, what, a 40-year veteran almost, I think, of the St. Louis PD. And he was in the studio talking about this, and he boxed the first couple of years that they had this.
Oh, wow.
Back in the late 90s. Or the late 80s, I guess, early 90s, he boxed for two of those years. So he's been in the ring, so to speak.
Well,
I
will be at my first Guns N' Hoses on Wednesday night. I'm looking forward to that. My buddy Corey Hogan, who is a firefighter, invited me to come. So I'm going to go to my first Guns N' Hoses, and it should be a great time. Mark, I appreciate you. I appreciate you coming on with us and talking this up, because I want this to be your best year ever, and anything I can do to help, I'm on board. Again, if people want to buy tickets, all they have to do, the text way, the easiest way to do it is just responder to 33100, correct?
That is it, Mike. Thank you, and thank you, Sue. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Hey, good luck with Santa. I hope he finds a nice home. I'm a little concerned, but your wife is very understanding, at least for it to make the trip. I'm just saying.
That's very true. Thank you, Mike.
All right, man. That is Mark Cox. You can hear him here tomorrow morning. He starts at the butt crack of dawn at 5 a.m. And, you know, Mark lives out in God's country now. He has escaped to St. Charles County.
Yep.
And I found out I'm his county councilman.
Oh, that's funny.
So he can yell at me for a lot of things now. It's not just about radio stuff. Hey, we're getting to that time of the show where we have our audio cut of the day. And one of the things that we were talking about is all the picks that Trump has made and all the folks that he has put together. And Tammy Bruce had a great cut today in talking about Trump's picks, and we decided to make that our audio cut of the day.
Stand by. Playback ready.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
You know what I've seen with all the picks is a unique dynamic where many people are now in charge of agencies that targeted them. That's a statement to everyone in the country about the nature of what the Trump administration is going to be. But they're individuals who also belong there. They have great educations, terrific experience, maybe not so familiar or experienced within the elite regular swamp milieu, but close enough to where they've had accomplishments. They know what they're doing. Exactly the kind of people that the American people would trust to have those jobs.
I thought it was very unique in talking about the fact that some of these picks are those ones, like she's saying, that they got targeted. And I think there's going to be some massive payback that's going to happen from some of these picks. And I'm curious to see how all that's going to end up playing out. He's got some unique picks. I was telling somebody earlier today, you know, the Democrats are the ones that keep screaming diversity, diversity, diversity.
And he's got it.
He's got an awful lot of diversity. I mean, he started, his very first pick is the very first female chief of staff. So for all of the stuff and all the boxes that Biden kept trying to check when he was putting together his cabinet, I think Trump checked an awful lot of boxes that would take care of all that stuff, but he did it with people who are qualified. That's the difference.
That is.
You know, it's not about checking a box. It's about providing for the country. It's been my pleasure. I hope to talk to you tomorrow. We're going to do this again at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. My name is Mike Elam, and for Mark Reardon today, thanks for listening to 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.